KO4PXB.
4HKX. Yeah, so what?
Patrick, how's it going? It's KO4PXB.
KB2HX. Hey, Lloyd. There's some noise out here on the repeater. Just try to ignore it.
Heard a message a while ago. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Just.
You know, I'm getting a complex here. I tell you, I may have to switch off to another repeater. Good morning. Good evening, gentlemen. Wait, I have to say this right. How y'all doing? KB2HXS.
Dave, just had to give you a hard time there. And, Lloyd, I hope you're doing good this afternoon, too.
Yep, I'm definitely doing good. Had, you know, good IT issues resolved at work after from the last tech, and when I've resolved the issues, the people said, oh, yeah, it's been that way for 2 years, and the person just never, you know, either wasn't sure how to fix it, but it, or just didn't want to take the time.
They had to make sure of job security for them tomorrow.
Yeah, that's definitely tying the job security rope out there very far. If you were, you just kind of sat on it for 2 years and.
Dave, what you doing this afternoon?
Well, first off, if you didn't razz me, I'd have to start worrying. No, we're actually heading to our grandson's baseball game over at Jackson Park over there. I think it's considered Taylor's right there. And right now we're just online at Andy's Custard's to get us a couple of concretes to go.
Good plan. I'm sitting up here on 25 and 11 looking at the smoke.
What about that? I don't know if you heard him or not, but we were just talking about that. I'm sorry, Lloyd, if it was your turn. Go ahead, take it, please.
They did. I was definitely listening out and hadn't seen any smoke down this way yet, but it kind of looked that way on the mountains. I'm going to the shooting range when I get out for it and get home.
I have this. Heck, all I have to do is go in my backyard for that. I'm going to let you guys talk. Patrick DeGettit, I'm going to be enjoying my concrete here in a minute. Gentlemen, have a good evening. Patrick DeGettit, KB2HXS.
Guys, enjoy the baseball game tonight, and try not to inhale too much smoke.
And new meaning to puff, puff, pass, huh?
Go ahead, Lloyd.
My wife would know all about the puff, puff, pass. Yeah, she always razzes me about, you know, that, you know, she definitely did that, and my parents were so strict that, you know, I would have definitely been in major trouble if I had done something like that.
I know all about it, too. House full of it when I was growing up.
All right, Patrick. I'll be standing by. KO4PXB.
I'm back, Lloyd. KO4HKX. Sorry about that.
Yep, I understand. Definitely, yeah, either phone call or doing what you need to do. Take priority, especially hopefully if you're having to drive, and be careful in that aspect, because I know I've heard you before mention when it gets a little bit hairy on driving, you just sit there and put the radio down. And
after that, but I'm sitting still right now. I was just somebody's walking here up to the truck right quick, so I was taking care of that. I'm here where I normally park my truck at night. But I'm going to jump off here and get everything shut down and get ready to go toward the house. You be careful. Dave, if you're still listening, y'all, again, enjoy the baseball game and enjoy your concrete there. And maybe I'll talk to you gentlemen on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, Lloyd, be careful.
All right, do the same. It's KO4PXB.
Come in. Catch you later, KB2HXS.
ZDH Mobile.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
For PXB, this is WB4ZDH. The name's David. I think we spoke a couple weeks ago, and we talked about Windstream. I think you mentioned that your wife worked there, and you were going to see if she and I crossed paths there.
She definitely said that y'all had, you know, had talked and had some projects that we all were working on together and got complete.
I'm glad her memory is better than mine. I guess I'm so enthralled with my current place of employment, I've forgotten most of my last one.
Yeah, she pretty much has documentation from the project she was on, and because that saved her a bunch sometimes when customers would sit there and not pay their bill or wonder why their service was shut off. And from what she was always telling me, that when they sign the contract or they don't pay their bill, then it's either shut off or canceled at that point in time. And I know she was saying at one point in time a hospital did pay, and it just pretty much shut all the phones off, and it took them a good bit and cost them a little bit to get everything turned back up with the same numbers that they had.
The challenge to get access back to phone numbers and things like that after a disconnect. But I do remember a lot of disconnects while I was there.
Yep, that definitely has to achieve what she was mentioned, that one of the disconnects that they had all the equipment on site and then they were using it but never paid the bill, so they just said, well, we'll just turn it off.
People, I guess they, you know, either within their organization or within their ability to recollect that they got to pay the bill, they forget, or they just don't. You know, it's a real challenge to get everything back to status quo. Is my signal sound okay? I recently did a little work on the antenna on the car here, so I just want to make sure it's not scratchy.
Nope, it's definitely clear, and the wind's died down a bit, so it's kind of, you know, allowing the signal to carry a little bit better, because when I went through a wind real windy area, it was definitely breaking up.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Are you, I don't think you are. I think I remember you're down south of Greenville, right? I was just curious to see if you were anywhere around these fires. I was coming home from work, and I am not quite in northern Greenville County, but I'm close, and I could see and still can see the smoke up in the air. It looks like looks like a hazy day, but it's the smoke coming in lower than the clouds, so you can't see how nice of a day it actually is.
Sir, I'm almost in to Woodruff Road going towards Simpsonville area, so I'm going away from the smoke.
That was right. I thought Simpsonville was your area. But it's quite a strange sight, you know, because on one side you can see the clear blue skies and white clouds, and then on the other side you can see this hazy, dark red, you know, accumulation. It's quite a strange sight.
Personal thought, and probably shouldn't be said on the radio, but if it, the kids that, you know, they suspected starting these fires, if it's proven, they need to be helping them go out there and put out the fires instead of relaxing and not helping.
Yeah, it's a bad situation for sure, but you know, these are the type of eye-opening events that some kids live through. So hopefully they can get it all under control and and these kids will learn a long-lasting lesson. But I'm nearly home, so I'm just going to leave it at that, and catch you on the radio a little bit later on. This is WB4ZPH.
All right, sir. Enjoy your evening. It's KO4PXB.
Anybody got me?
KR4 AAE Mobile.